This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is Glenda Geek.
And this is Coach Jen, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 14th, episode 1760. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine, and we are coming to you from the American Equestrian Trade Association show in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Horses in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as you could tell, we did not do a live show today. We changed up how we're doing the ADA show this year, and we recorded all the interviews from the people's stands.
We went right in their booths, and we shoved the 21st century multi-tool into their face.
The phone.
That's the phone. And we recorded right there on the spot. It was kind of fun because we were right in their booth, which kind of gives it a little bit of a different vibe. So that was fun. I enjoyed doing it.
And they didn't have as much time to get nervous about coming over. That was that. So that's why this show is not live today. We actually had to fly out early this morning to head back home to continue doing all the other shows we're doing. We hope that you have all enjoyed the Derby coverage, the Mongol Derby coverage we Devin and I have provided over the weekend.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So much fun. And Devin's such a trooper and been helping out so much every night. If you've missed it, just go to the Horses in the Morning feed on your podcast player, and all of the episodes are there. And
you might want to search Mongol Derby, and that way they all come up.
Well, they'll all be at the most recent ones anyway.
They might be listening to this 3 months from now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. So we are going to provide the ADA episode to you today, which is ADA, to explain it, is where wholesalers meet retailers. It's the big trade show for the English side of the market. They also have a Western version of this called WISA, and that happens in Denver twice a year, and that's more for the Western side of the market. So this is mostly English. There's a couple Western booths, not too many though. And we've been coming here. This is our 16th time for the Horse Radio Network.
That's right. And we went around and we chatted with lots of new faces. Some of them are brand new companies. Some of them are just our companies that have been around for a while that have something new and different in their lineup. So that was a lot of fun. We got to know some new things about old products, new products from old companies, and just plain old newbies in the incubator.
We also want to thank all of our sponsors that have been with us. All of them have renewed this show, and we're looking forward to having them on board, some new ones joining as well. And you'll also see Weatherbeater and Horse Lovers as the title sponsors for Radiothon.
Plus,
wait till you see the prizes that we have lined up for you at Radiothon.
Yeah, we did a little bit of prize scarfing while we were here.
Yeah, I think we've picked it up
exciting.
A notch this year.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
We've also had some leads and some new shows. We hope to talk to you about those in the coming months. So that was fun too. So basically what we're going to do this episode is we're going to play the sound files one right after another, back to back. And they're pretty short. They're
rapid
all
fire.
3-4 minutes long. And we're just going to do them rapid fire until the end of the show. We hope you enjoy this style. And, you know, we might be able to do it live again. Flights sort of screwed us up this time. We couldn't get flights in the afternoon. So we had to fly out on Monday morning. We are going to be back live with you tomorrow. We have the CHA episode, Certified Horsemanship Association, with Christy. And then Jamie will be back on Wednesday. For those of you I know that are missing Jamie, she'll be back on Wednesday.
That's right. So let's have a listen to Omega Alpha, and then we'll get to our interviews.
That sounds terrific, and we'll be still doing until the Mongol Derby is over. We'll still be doing our evening live Facebooks on the Horses in the Morning page at 8 or 9 o'clock. We post it on the page ahead of time and then putting them out here on the feed until it's ended, and we bring Leslie Wiley home safely.
All in one piece.
All in one piece, and everybody else, too. All right, let's enjoy some Omega Alpha and then all of the new products that you're going to see coming to the market. Not all of them. Some of the new products that you're going to see coming to the market.
Not just about all of them.
Yeah, if we did all of them, there would be about, we'd be here till 9 o'clock. So tonight. Talk to you later, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow. Enjoy.
Five bone connected to the shoulder bone.
Sorry about that.
Shoulder bone connected to the leg bone. The leg bone connected to the foot
bone. The leg bone connected to the foot bone is a humorous reminder of how things are connected and dependent upon each other. But all humor aside, the health of your horse's muscles and bones are key to his overall health and performance. At Omega Alpha Equine, they know just how important your horse's entire musculoskeletal system is to his health and happiness, so they offer a variety of different all-natural liquid supplements. Omega Alpha Equine, all-natural supplements based on science to help all of your horse's connected parts stay healthy and perform at their best. Ask for Omega Alpha Equine Supplements at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Well, I am at a booth that we haven't been at in a long time, and that's the Cavalor booth, and I have Laura with us here. And hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you doing, Glenn?
Good. Now, I always thought of Cavalor as a foreign company that brought their products in, but that you guys are telling me that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, actually, we are now milled in Dalton, Georgia. We built that plant about 4 years ago. So we have only two mills in the entire world, and we service 60 countries. So the other one is in Belgium, and then the one in Dalton, Georgia. And then all our supplements and care products are also produced in a Cavalor-only mill in Belgium as well.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, and your booth has expanded. You have a lot more products than you used to years ago when we used to stop by. So we want to talk about two of those products here at this point. One of them is, and it caught my eye immediately, is your line of healthy horse snacks.
Yes, we actually have three types of treats or snacks. The first one is called Fruities and Sweeties. They're very similar in ingredients, just a little bit of a different flavor. The Fruities is going to be more of a berry flavor, has a really nice smell to it. And then the Sweeties is actually a vanilla and coconut. And we all know coconut is super popular right now, as well as the vanilla. They are low sugar snacks. They are more of an extruded version, so they're not going to melt in your hand or your pocket. They're a good size, so you can carry them.
They're small. A lot of the snacks are too big, especially if you're doing clicker training, and these are smaller.
Yes, they are. They are a little bit on the smaller side,
which is good. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're easy to fit in your pockets when you're riding, if you're going out.
Plus, my wife always accuses me of feeding my pony too many snacks. So this way, I can get away with feeding the same amount of snacks, but they're smaller.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually feed quite a few of these, and they're also really good for the horses that have issues like PPSM or insulin resistance or Cushing's, because then they can also get a few instead of just getting your like one treat and being done for the day.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now, we also are going to switch gears and talk about feet a little bit.
So Cavalor has two topical hoof products. The first one is called Dry Feet, and I love this product because it actually is a spray applicator, so it's really easy to use, and the liquid comes out virtually clear. So if you get it on your concrete, on your clothes, it's not going to stain anything. And it also is very effective. It's really good for horses that have more of a wet foot, so horses that are fighting with maybe thrush or a bacterial infection, they can use that. It dries the foot up very quickly. You usually use it for about a week. I would use it twice a day for about a week, and then after that, you can usually use it more periodically, maybe like three times a week until the issue is resolved.
And this is meant to be sprayed on the bottom of the foot as opposed to the wall.
Yes. Yeah, typically, okay. It is used on the bottom of the foot.
Right. Yeah. As opposed to a paint.
Exactly. Okay. That other more of a painting product is going to be our hoof oil special. And I like this product for a number of different reasons. You can use it on the wall of the foot, but you can also use it on the sole. It's more of a moisturizer, but it also is good as a more of like a water seal. So depending on when you put it on, you can really influence the moisture level in the foot. So if your horse has more of a drier hoof and you need to lock the moisture in, you can put it on when the hoof is wet, like maybe after a bath or like come out of the field and the foot's a little dewy. Or if you want to lock that moisture out, you put it on when the foot is dry, and that keeps the moisture from coming
in. Like we live in Florida, it rains every day.
So perfect for that environment. The other thing is it uses essential oils. So if you've got horses that have cracks or you're worried about bacteria, like getting in the nail holes, you can put this on and it will help to kill any bacteria. And the other thing is that it has a nice glossy finish. So you can also use it in the showroom. And it has a wonderful smell. It's very herbally.
Very good. Well, where can people buy all this stuff? Or find out more about it?
You can find it on our website, which is cavalor.us. We also have another website called cavaloruniversity.com, which is more of an educational-based site. And then you can also visit us at Cavalor North America. And if you have any questions, you can always message us, and we'll get back to you right away.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. All right, I am at booth number, which is on here, 712, and this is Daily Dose Equine Roasted Feeds. And your name is Janet. Okay, Janet,
Tell me about Daily Dose Equine Roasted Feed. What got it started and what are they?
All right, well, I got started because I was having a problem with my horses in that they were getting too fat and I didn't have anything to offer them. I was going through standard feeds and there would seem to be no solution. So what I did is I formulated a feed to inspire the metabolism of my horse to basically lose weight and
Can I have that diet too for me?
Yes. We lowered the carbohydrates, so it's a low NSC feed that I created. One's based on beet pulp, the other one's based on hay. Mm-hmm. And my horses lost weight and recovered, and they're the perfect weight.
Now, this isn't like yesterday. You started this project quite some time ago.
Yes, this was 11 years ago that I started this project, and I have also formulated feeds for the average horse, for the horse that has a hard time gaining weight.
So, oh.
Yeah, so we have a senior feed that is 15% fat, which is really nice for the thoroughbred out there.
Yeah, plenty of those. Now, I see each bag, which and it's packaged in a paper bag, thank you very much, that is recyclable. Each bag says GMO-free on the top, on the front.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we use non-GMO ingredients for all the products except for the A-Light feed that is made from beet pulp, which is hard to find in the United States. Not the beet pulp, but the non-GMO beet pulp.
Right, exactly. And that's something that all of us who feed beet pulp have to deal with in that United
that's
States.
Correct.
You can get it imported, but then it really makes it cost prohibitive for the customer, and you want to make that available to the customer.
Yes.
I see. So when you're making your non-GMO free, I see there's lots of little bits of whole grain here in your samples that I can see.
That's
and
correct.
It kind of makes me think of granola. Why whole grains and what makes them special?
All right, so we roast the feed. It is roasted.
You roast the individual ingredients.
That's correct.
Okay.
So the oats and the barley and the soybeans that are whole are non-GMO and roasted in a roaster at 2600 degrees, which gets rid of the bacteria and mold that grow on these grains.
Naturally,
correct. And basically what happens is that you, after the roasting process, you can then move on to mixing them with other things, but it lowers the moisture level, so you don't have to add any preservatives into the feed bag.
There's no preservatives in there, but even though it is non-GMO, it's whole grains, and obviously the one that has a hay base, that's chopped up fine hay. I want to add milk to that and eat it myself, thank you very much. It is considered a fortified feed, so it has all of the vitamins and micro minerals that a horse should have daily.
That is correct. And then non-GMO vitamin mineral mix that we use is all chelated, so all the minerals in there are chelated.
They're bioavailable.
Very bioavailable.
Cool. Now, how would one find the Daily Dose Equine Roasted Feeds? Where are they available?
They are available in Maryland at the Healthy Horse and Pet, and we are looking for more distributors. So
if you live in North Dakota,
yes,
and you're 8.5 hours away from your nearest feed store and you have 19 horses, is this something that can be purchased direct from Daily Dose Equine Roasted Feeds?
It certainly can. We can ship.
You can ship. And do you guys have an online presence, a website or Facebook?
We do.
And what is the website?
www.dailydoseequine.com.
And what's the name of your Facebook page?
Facebook page is Daily Dose Equine.
How smart. You made it the same as your company. Yay! Well, thank you very much, Janet. It's been fun learning about it.
Well, I'm back here, somebody that joins us every year at ADA for the last 25 years, it seems like.
27.
Is June from Horse Hollow Press, and you know her from all the bumper stickers you see out there. You probably have one on your car or your tech trunk right now. But she has something new this year. Tell us about it. I'm so excited.
We have helmet stickers. They're also laptop, cell phone, or helmet. So you can put them on anything you want. They're about the size that'll fit on your cell phone and your laptop. And
I put one on my
helmet.
Cell phone. I put the fat little pony that says woohoo.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
It needs to be woohoo!
But they're very sophisticated. They're not childish looking.
No, they're not childish. I mean, they're for any age group. You can be a trail rider. It's not really kiddie. They're a lot of fun.
And we got one that says Eventing Badass. We have one
and
that...
And they're badasses. I mean, have you seen some of those fences of
Yes. My wife was one.
Badass.
Jennifer was one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Riding is therapy, woohoo with the pony. But the other cool thing, and I don't think a lot of people know this about you, is you do the horses. You draw the horses.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. Because I find a lot of the artwork out there of the horses is really wrong.
It is.
You know, because...
And it drives horse people nuts.
Well, you know, can I just explain something? A lot of people will take a Xerox of a photograph of a horse. They'll trace it, fill it in with black, or whatever they're going to do. And the thing is that you have to, as an artist, take a photograph, which changes the whole thing of a horse's shape. And you have to know the horse anatomically well enough that you can, in your mind, change what that photograph screwed up on the shape. You know, like even, I know you don't, you can't see it, you're on radio, but that photograph of that horse's butt is not quite right. You'd just fix it, you know, as an illustrator or an artist, you'd fix it to make it look correct. Because the photographs, for some reason, they're distorted, you know, but depending on where the photographer is.
And horse people do notice that on artwork.
They do notice.
They
really do.
Yeah. And that's why these are so good. And you went to school for art, too, right?
I did. I went to Rhode Island School of Design about 31 years ago. And I was able to follow my passion. I mean, they kind of frowned on drawing horses. A little embarrassing. It's like 23 years old.
Look, now you're making a living drawing horses. So
yeah, that's true.
The heck with them. And the other thing that you have new, I really like, because a lot of people don't like putting bumper stickers on stuff and then trying to take them off.
Yes. They scream. Do you have a photograph of this? They scream and yell, "Arg, I love bumper stickers, but I don't want to stick them to my car."
Yes.
So you can stick them to this magnet and stick the magnet on your car.
So this magnet is bumper sticker shaped.
Yes.
And it has one side's magnet and the other side is sticky, I assume.
No, this is plain.
Just
the
plain.
Bumper sticker sticks to this.
Ah.
And I know a lot of cars are not metal anymore, but we're talking about the... tailgate of a truck is still metal.
Right.
A lot of horse trailers are still metal. So it depends on what's metal.
Right.
And some, well, that's a sticker.
You could put it on your refrigerator.
And actually, I noticed that a lot of trunks of cars are metal.
Right.
So it may not stick to your bumper, but it'll stick to the trunk of the car.
So you can have a bumper sticker that you really like without putting it directly on.
You know, we sell a lot of these to people who want to get really nasty ones or funny ones, or like the golf course is just a waste of value.
Oh, and do it as a prank?
And put it on their husband's golf car that he goes crazy golfing.
And he freaks out when he comes out and sees it. Yeah, okay, got it. And how much do those retail for?
$9.95.
And the little stickers we talked about earlier are 99 cents, right?
Yes, 99 cents.
That's the right price. Well, thank you very much. Where can people see them?
Well, they can see it at a tax store, coming to a tax store near you, or www.horsehollowpress.com.
I am here with Valentina with Cavalcade. And Cavalcade has a really interesting new halter design that caught my eye. We've seen around the marketplace for a little while now the specially designed halter to help reduce pressure on the horse's cheek and near his mouth, because that can be bothersome to a lot of horses. And there are a number of companies making that type of design. And Cavalcade has a really lovely one that they make. And they've stepped it up a little bit this year, and now they make it with a sheepskin lining as well. But, Valentina, tell me about the halter that you have now taken and incorporated this unique cheek design into.
Yeah, because we were thinking about, we had the bridle, the ivy bridle, but avoiding a little bit more the pressure near to the mouth, so it's a little more comfortable for the horse. And we said, okay, we made a halter out of that, because it's always a time when you have the horse with the halter on it.
He wears his halter a lot more than he wears his bridle.
Exactly. What I'm going to say. So the pressure is always near to the mouth. So we said we make a small little curve to the side cheek, to the nose band. So it's a mixture of both. You can't say you just have the nose band anymore. So you have everything in one piece together.
Mm-hmm.
And it avoids a little bit of pressure near to the mouth. It's more comfortable for the horse. So we make more, the whole halter is more comfortable, more flexible, more softer for the horse's head. So make the neck muscle, the neck.
Oh, I see. The pole piece is wider at the very pole to reduce pressure there as well.
Yes, exactly. And you have the anatomical shape, so it just
doesn't put pressure behind his ears.
Yes, exactly. And you can actually take the lamb wool out with Velcro on it, so you can wash it.
You can wash it.
And it's wool lamb wool, so wool lamb wool is really important for the horses. because it's massaged the muscles of the horse, mm-hmm. and it makes breathable everything, so you mm-hmm. have more air conditioning. So
okay.
land rules is really, really important.
Because not fake.
No fake at all. Yeah. It's really important. But Land Wolf is the nature and nature of nature, like this horse's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to feel for the horse. And it's always, like, it goes around the neck of the horse, it goes around the nose band of the horse,
mm-hmm.
around the nose. And so it's way more comfortable for every mm-hmm. horse to wear that.
Now, the halter is made of leather.
Yeah, of leather, soft leather.
And it's got stainless steel fittings and beautiful, fancy stitching like you would see on a bridle.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So it's a really pretty bridle. And then you can take the lamb's wool lining off to clean it. And you've essentially removed that odd little square-shaped piece of metal that would typically be bumping your horse in the cheekbones all the time.
I think. And sometimes you get some itches around here.
Yes, my horse itches there all the time.
Yes, exactly. And this is the reason why we actually skip that and make the side cheeks and the nose band an old piece together.
All in one piece. Well, they're lovely. Now, when someone goes to a tack shop, are these available at tack shops nationally?
Of course, of course.
Everywhere they go. And for Cavalcade, the name of your company, do you guys have a website so people can go surf around and look at all the beautiful stuff?
Yeah, you just put on www.cavalcade.de.
So your .de.
.de.
K-A-V-A-L-K-A-D-E. So it's all K's.
It's one of the oldest wholesalers in Germany.
Really?
Yes, but
you're not old. That can't work. You're like 19 and a half. How did it get to be the oldest? It must have had some help.
Yeah, my father's a little bit older than me.
Your dad started it. That makes perfect sense. Now, did your dad start this in self-defense because his daughter was a horse girl?
Kind of a little bit like that.
Kind of a little bit like
He was also a guy who was riding a lot and uh-huh. jumping and everything, and I was doing professional vaulting and dressage and jumping a little bit.
A vaulter? How cool!
I did vaulting at really a quite high level and a lot of fun.
You're a flyer! Wow!
Yes. Kind of bad.
Now, were you the person on the back of the horse
yes.
holding people up?
Yes,
or the other?
Yes,
you were the one on the back of the horse holding everybody up?
I have the strings in my arms.
You got some serious guns there. So that's really cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye!
Hi, Jasmine. Tell us what company you're with.
Hello. I'm with Stefano Laviano, Wellington, Florida.
Which sounds much better with your accent than mine. So that's why I had you say it. We found you guys came in and did a demonstration for us at the media event, and there were two products that just stood out to me, and they're new products here. But the one is, and I know we've seen a lot of phone cases in the world, right? But not like this one. Can you even describe it for me?
Yes, it's a leather equestrian foam pouch. We call it our Equest pouch, foam pouch. So.
And it's leather. But the cool thing is the horse head that it has on it.
Yes, it's cartoonish, but not really that cartoonish. So adults like it.
But it's carved, it's 3D, and it comes over as the flap on your phone pouch. It is so cute.
Yes, and it has a zipper top so that everything's
secure. Yeah, your phone
secure.
Doesn't fall out. Yeah, yeah. And does really it have, how does it hook it?
It's a tag. You either can hook it with a lobster clasp, or you have the horse tag, which is a leather loop, and you can loop it around your saddle.
And we're looking at a very cute blue horse right here that looks kind of like a pony. And you have other designs too in the horse head, right?
Yes, we have different sizes for smaller phone cases or for change. We have the smaller change bag.
We'll put pictures of this on our show notes for this episode, so you can find it there at horsesinthemorning.com. There's another product, though, that you're just coming out with that's really cool. Tell us about it.
Yes, these are our Mini Laviano eyewear, luxury kids designer sunglasses.
They're kids designer sunglasses, and they're so cute.
Yeah, some are made, you know, like designer wear. I mean, they're made by us, Mini Laviano. However, they have bling. Some are like the square face, like Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, so that's kind of have that look.
We have without stones and with stones. And then we have the popular boys line, which is like Ray-Ban. And then others are like the sporty car eyewear. And what's great about these sunglasses that we've already interviewed kids, had them try them out. They love them because from the ages of 7 to 12, they're tired of the cartoons. They don't want Frosty. They don't want Minnie on it. So they're growing up, and you know, they're still kids, but at the same time they're transitioning, and
they want to be a little sophisticated.
Cool.
Yeah,
sophisticated and cool, yet still kid. So that's why we have the vibrant colors, lime green, orange, yellow, retro yellow. So
and the other really cool thing about these, tell them, is the case.
Yes, the phone case, I mean the eyeglass case. So they're zipper and they're shaped like a vehicle.
They're shaped like a little car.
Yeah, and they're zipper.
Because these kids are also looking forward to driving soon. Yes.
Yes, and they come in different colors, the cars, let's say orange with the lime green zipper, so they're very colorful. What's great about this is it has a little lobster clasp on it where they could hook it to their saddles or their backpacks for school, so they never lose
their sunglasses, which is a big problem with
kids.
What, can you get that,
yeah, please? I need that, actually. I need those little... Can you make those an adult size, please?
Yeah, sure.
Well, where can people buy them?
StefanoLaviano.com.
And it's spelled actually just like it sounds.
Yes.
Stefano Laviano.
Yes.
It's much better with your accent, though. So thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Here we are at the ADA Trade Show, and I am with Lisa. And Lisa has some stuff here called Stall Dry. And you might have heard of Stall Dry. It's been around for a while, yes?
Yep, 25 plus years.
25 plus years. But what I found fascinating is I just learned today from Lisa here how and why Stall Dry works. It's not the same as some other granular stuff for stalls that you might see in your tack or feed store. So,
right.
Start out with, what is Stall Dry? What's it made of?
So Stall Dry is a combination of diatomaceous earth and montmorillonite clay.
Say that three times fast.
Right. Or some people might know it as calcium bentonite.
So it's made of dirt-like stuff.
Well, you've got your, the diatomaceous earth is a single-cell freshwater diatom that has fossilized over the millennia, and it's found at the bottom of lake beds. And the montmorillonite clay is present due to a ancient volcanic eruption that deposited the montmorillonite clay over our diatomaceous earth lake bed.
Oh, and it's your lake bed. That's the only place they make it.
It's the only place in North America that this product is mined.
So it's actually made or mined here.
Mined,
so it's not shipped from a foreign country on a ship using lots of diesel fuel.
Nope.
That's kind of cool. Now, there are some really interesting properties about this product, because you have a big bowl of it sitting in here, and I expected it to be all perfumey smelling because it's supposed to deodorize my horse's stall, but it doesn't smell like anything at all. So
what's going on
here?
Well, the way it works is through science, and so I kind of liken the product to it acts like a sponge. So the diatomaceous earth, most people know of DE as being something that they might use to control insects with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we use that all throughout the, you know, the farm.
You put that around your house if you get fleas and stuff like that. Yeah,
you can use it in your barns and around your animals. It's safe. But the one cool thing about diatomaceous earth is it's highly absorbent. So it acts like a sponge. And Stall Dry can absorb 125% of its weight in any liquid. So today we're talking about Stall Dry around our horses. And so that's a significant amount of absorption. And then here's the big plus, is that the montmorillonite clay acts like an odor magnet. Odor is usually positively charged ions, and the montmorillonite clay is negatively charged, so they attract. So what it does is it pulls the odor molecules down into itself, and it locks it in. And so when you are looking at the science we have, we can literally drop ammonia levels in the horse's stall over a four-hour period down to about 30 parts per million. And that is really significant when we're talking about our horses and our animals' respiratory health.
Interesting. So it absorbs the moisture, but that's a completely separate chemical science-y process than adsorbing, D as in dog, the odor factor. So you're not covering up the odors with something perfumey.
Nope.
You're actually trapping it at a molecular level so it no longer exists, basically.
That's accurate. Yeah, definitely. It's there's no perfumes added. We don't do anything. When you actually smell the product, it's very fresh smelling.
It doesn't smell like anything to me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, there's no smell.
Yeah, and some people, you know, will note that, and other people will say, wow, that just really smells like fresh, light, fresh earth smell.
Absolutely. I can see somebody saying that. Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if they have a bowl that people haven't been stuffing their hands in all day like this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this, we have a bowl here, and Lisa took some ammonia like you would buy at the grocery store for cleaning purposes, mm-hmm. and she put a drop of that on my hand, and then I took my finger and I rubbed it around inside this little bowl of Stahl Dry for probably 15 or 20 seconds. And my finger looked dry, but more importantly, my finger didn't smell like ammonia. And that's right. saying something.
Right, it is. And so the product's literally through capillary action and through the cation exchange capacity action is drawing the liquid into itself and attracting the liquid to itself. And it's just trapping it so that when you take it and put it on your manure pile, you have a very, very healthy nitrogen-rich manure compost.
So it's healthy for your composting efforts?
Yes.
Or if you have your... A lot of people in the country now have their manure from their stalls taken away by a waste management company, and they take it to a recycling center. It's going to be beneficial to the earth versus
yes.
harmful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It cool. will be. So it's
yep.
safe. Yay,
it
and it's not going to hurt... It's not going to be detrimental to rubber mats in your stall.
Nope, you can use it with any floor surface that you want, so rubber mats, your earthen floors, whatever it might be. Our science has shown that within 4 or plus hours, you can get that ammonia level down, and within 24 hours, we've registered 0 parts per million in various tests we've done.
Well, there we go. Well, thank you very much, Lisa.
You are welcome. Thank you.
I'm with Pamela from Equine Comfort Products, and we have something Western for you today, a brand new product, just coming on the market this fall. You'll see it out this fall, but tell us about it.
Sure. We have the very first available on the market Western Correction Pad. And what the correction aspect allows a rider and a horse to be able to take care of is if there's a saddle fit problem or if there it needs to be a lift in the front or the back of the saddle or just on the right or just on the left, we have a half inch of memory foam inserts inside each one of the four pockets on the top of the pad that allow
which are Velcro closed, it looks like.
That's correct.
Okay.
And so you could use it even without any of the foam and actually just use it as a non-slip memory foam pad. With the 3D aspect, it makes it breathable, so the horse doesn't overheat. It actually removes the heat from the
yeah,
horse.
Yeah, this is the part that really struck me, is the material this is made out of is very different than you see in most pads.
Yes, it's shock-absorbing, so that's why we call it our 3D Western.
And it's holy.
Yes.
Not religiously holy. It's actually got little holes. It's holy.
Yes, it's breathable.
It's breathable.
Yes. So,
And it is sticky, so it's not going to, but it's not neoprene.
That's correct.
Right.
And it's lightweight in the sense that it's not going to add a lot of weight to the horse.
Right.
For the rider, but the...
Oh, wow,
the
it is really light. Oops,
for the fact
I just broke
that
your display.
That's okay. For the fact that it's a half inch thick all the way around on the saddle pad portion of it, that's what makes it shock absorbing. So it makes it a more comfortable ride for the horse and for the rider. But this correction pad is great if you have an older horse or a horse that has injuries that you need to adjust different areas. So we have this available. We also have it in a non-correction style, so just a plain 3D Western saddle pad. And we also have brand new on the market, the only exclusive way that you could get this is a cotton correction Western saddle pad with the memory foam inserts. Ooh. So here we have it in a 3D aspect, 3D technology that is breathable and absorbs the impact. And then we just have it in a plain cotton. So that's also lightweight.
And colors?
Yes, the 3D comes in black and white, and then also the cotton comes in brown or white.
Very good. Where can they buy it?
Equinecomfort.com.
And you can see all the other products. You have a ton of pads. This isn't the only thing you have, and you have a ton of other products too, including microfiber cloths and the girth cozy that Jennifer was checking out earlier. So you can check all of those out at equinecomfort.com.
All right, we are here at the ADA show at the Kensington Protective Products booth. And a lot of folks will know Kensington Protective Products because they're familiar with their Textilene fly sheets and their fly masks and their luggage, and it all comes in really cool different plaid colors, so you can be all matchy-matchy. Well, Tony is here with me because they've come up with something a little bit different and a little bit new for this show, and it's going to be available when?
September 2017.
So it'll be available this winter. And you've kind of taken your Textilene blanket technology and kicked up the turnout blanket. What have you done here?
So what we've done is, for years, we've been telling customers they can go ahead and add their Textilene protective sheet, their fly sheet, over the top of their existing winter blanket. And we've had a handful of customers that have actually tried it. And with the success and the feedback we got from them, what we've decided to do is ultimately take a 1,200 denier turnout blanket and add the Textilene on top of it, but sewn together as one. So you have two layers of armor, with the outer shell being the Textilene sheet.
So it's Uber armor.
Uber armor.
So you've got your ripstop 1,200 denier nylon, and then you've got your super duper sturdy Textilene on top, so that for really hard players, your blanket's going to last a lot longer.
And that's the idea. The Textilene also offers a lot of other benefits by being on top. For instance, if snow were to freeze on top of an existing synthetic blanket, the snow will actually eventually leak through because it needs to pass through somewhere. And on the Textilene sheet, the snow will go ahead and leak through the Textilene, but then underneath there will hit the 1200 and run down. So you never actually get damp spots on the blanket. And the Textilene sheds snow a lot better than the synthetic fabrics, where it freezes to those easier.
Oh, interesting. Now, for folks who are not familiar with the Kensington blanket line, your pattern or your fit is just a little bit different than some of the other brands. Kind of give me the quick highlights of how your fit's a little bit different.
Yeah, so Kensington has its own fit, we would say, where a lot of other brands have a traditional or European cut fit. We have our own fit, and we refer to it as the Sure Fit, which is the Kensington fit. And it's really a hybrid between the two. We took the best of all things. So our blanket offers a higher neckline, which is definitely a preference, but we also offer a contoured back and rear, so you don't get the blanket slipping and sliding. And you also, when a horse is wearing it, it looks like a horse. It's not just a big towel draping on your horse. So you get to see that the lines of your horse better, and we find that it fits just really well and stays in place even as they roll and play.
So you've got nice hip darts, you've got a curved top line like a horse really has, and then you've got the neck cut is a little bit different. It's not a straight line. It's got more of a curve that will accommodate a more chesty horse than a straight would.
Yeah. So on the one of the major issues with the European cut blankets is it's kind of like a straight line cut, and then this European cut blanket is typically a roomier blanket, so everyone thinks it's going to fit better on the larger horses. But where the downfall is in the neckline. So we've kind of done a very contoured neckline to allow for the larger neck horses, but we've also put enough adjustment in the chest with our clip front closures to allow a small neck or a large neck horse to fit properly in the blankets, with adjustability in the chest to open up as needed.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much for stopping by and hanging out with me for a minute, Anthony. For folks who want to learn more about Kensington blankets or ask for them at their local tack shop, do you guys have a website?
Of course. www.kensingtonproducts.com.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
A little bit.
Okay, so we have Penny with Cashel, and we're talking. What's a product called?
It's called a fan bag.
Fan bag.
Yes.
Okay,
I
the fan
it off,
bag.
So it won't make
all right,
it
good. Light. All right, good. So 3, 2, 1. Well, Reese Koffler Stanfield, host of the Dressage Radio Show, had one request, and this was not the request I expected from Reese, but she said you have to find the fan bag. You got to talk about the fan bag. Now, this is a Grand Prix dressage rider, and we have Penny here with Cashel, who has the fan bag. So tell us, what the heck is a fan bag?
Well, it's a great way to mount your box fans when you're traveling at shows. So instead of
hanging them with baler twine and falling off the ladder and it falls down in the dirt.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Exactly. A couple of snaps on the end and you can pretty much mount it anywhere.
So what it is it kind of has, it kind of is a bra for your fan. It has straps. It is. It kind of has straps that goes around the fan. So you slide the fan down in this bag kind of strap thing. And then it just hangs up from the straps at the top. Or around the wood in the stall or whatever is at the top of the stall, metal wood, and you're done.
You got
plug it in and go.
That's right. Offering a
Why wasn't this invented about 10 years ago?
That was the first question I asked when we developed it. Was why haven't we been doing this all
because
along?
People have been fighting with these box fans at shows for 10 years correct. Or 20 or 30.
Yep. And we're selling a lot of them. People get it. It's
well, yeah. It's So these real retail for what?
$19.99.
Well, that's the right price. And they come in what? How many colors?
Four colors.
Four different colors?
Well, three colors and black.
And say the name of them again?
The fan bag?
Just fan bag.
Fan
it's
bag.
Just fan bag
just
by
fan
Cashel,
bag.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
And where do they find them?
Many local retailers will offer these products. And you can go online.
On your website, major. Will they see them on your website?
They'll see them on the Equibrand website.
Equibrand? Mm-hmm. Is
yes.
it equibrand.com?
Yep.
Equibrand.com.
Yep.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Now, I am here at Ada at the Inkstables booth. And you may ask, why are you at Inkstables? Well, I am at Inkstables because Inkstables is doing Thelwell stuff. And we all love Thelwell. For those of you other, under the age of 30, you might not be familiar with them, but you should be. Thelwell are those beautiful line-drawn comics that you see with the super fat pony with legs that are about a half an inch long and a little Penelope who's always getting chucked into the mud and crashing into the riding instructor and all that cool stuff. And I am here with Bonnie, and Bonnie's going to talk about the cool stuff that Inkstables is doing with all the wonderful Thelwell comics on it. So what have you got here, Bonnie?
Okay, what we have are Made in the USA tall boot socks with images by Norman Thelwell.
You know, and they're the original images. This
they are the original zany humor images. And they come in a variety of colors that goes along with Thelwell. They are made adult and in tween size.
Oh, so you have two different heights. That's cool.
We do.
Because these are the super skinny tall boot socks that we all love.
Correct.
And they're made in the USA. That's an extra bonus.
Yes, it is. And we have fun making these.
Cool.
And we just announced four new designs as of yesterday here at Ada.
So it looks like you've got 15 or 16 different designs now.
Correct. We've got, yep.
And then what else have you got besides, because like socks, who doesn't need those? What else have you got here?
We also have waterproof placemats, and they are amazing and have been well received. The conversation around the lunch table and dinner table has been phenomenal because my generation is introducing it to the younger generation.
So for all the tots who are still eating their food off the floor, and that includes Glenn, or they... spills off the plate and they eat the Cheerios anyway. There you go.
Exactly.
And you've got all different seasons here. You've kind of done them seasonally. You got really cool Christmas stuff.
Right.
Really cool horse show stuff.
Exactly. And we sell them in four individual designs in a complete set of four. And we are doing one complete set of just Christmas designs. And these, yet again, are the original prints from Norman Thelwell.
Cool.
And then we have just the fun set that is non-seasonal, and it has like spring feeling and up for the cup and out of the box. You should look up these images.
Oh, they're fabulous.
They are.
Yeah, they're iconic, really. So Christmas season is coming soon. So you can get for the Thelwell lover or the future Thelwell lover, you can get the Pony Cavalcade book, which we talked about a few shows back, and then you can get some socks and a placemat. This is a great idea because it's so hard to find fun gifts for families with little children. And it doesn't matter how tiny the child is, you can use the placemat.
Exactly, because it is waterproof, and you just got to use a damp cloth and clean it up. And the kids will laugh at it because it's Kipper and Penelope.
It's all the favorites.
It is.
Well, thank you very much. Look for the Thelwell products at tax shops near you.
And thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate the opportunity.
This is Juan Santiago from Pony Up Horse Treats. All right. Juan, walking by your booth, and it's really pretty. It's Pony Up, Performance Enhancer, Happy Mouth, win for both. And it's a horse treat. So you had me right there. Tell me about Pony Up Horse Treats.
All right. So Pony Up Horse Treats is a brand of natural, 100% natural horse treats.
Mm-hmm.
We call it really a performance enhancer rather than a horse treat because it activates salivation in the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm. And I'm currently eating one.
And they're tasty and wonderful and crunchy.
Now, what are they made of?
So they're made out of dehydrated sugarcane juice. So this
okay.
is
prior... You start with sugarcane.
Right. So you crush the sugarcane and you extract the juice itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heat them up and you mix it with natural components to densify the product.
Uh-huh.
And with the different handling of the temperatures, you create this molasses type of product.
It does remind me, taste-wise, it reminds me of molasses. You're right.
Yep.
I'm eating one. And it's shaped like a bonbon.
Shaped like a bomb, that's right.
Now, you wanted to make a horse treat. Now, which came first? Did you want to make a horse treat, or did you want to make something that made the horse's mouth better?
Well, no, actually...
Which came first?
That's a very good question. So we actually have been using this product in Colombia for many, many, many years. Our families all grew up on this.
So this is the family secret, and now we're finding out about it.
Correct. And that's, you know, after having that, then we created the horse treat itself, the actual treat. But we've been using it in Colombia, in our country, for many years. We're polo players, and we, you know, polos tend to have a very strong hand on the mouth. And so we give it to moisturize the bit, and we give it as well to replenish energy so that the horse, when, you know, mm-hmm. they have to run a lot and do a lot of exercise, and mm-hmm. they need a little bit of energy, so we also give them this as an energy booster as well.
Cool. Yeah. So this is a question we get asked by everybody. It's made from dehydrated cane juice. Is there anything in here that tests?
No. So it's completely 100%
test-free.
Yeah, test-free. So
it says here, ingredients, 100% dehydrated sugar cane.
Yes. We have spoken and done all the research with USEF and FEI, and it doesn't test. So it's perfectly safe and natural and...
Cool.
Wonderful.
They're wonderful. Now, where can people find Pony Up Horse Treats?
So we have several different stores around the U.S. Actually are purchasing our product right now. We are actually concentrated, obviously, in Florida, Ohio, New York, North Carolina, and South Carolina, Virginia.
So PonyUpHorseTreats.com, they can find out. Now, do you also sell direct or only through a retailer?
No, we also sell direct. We have our own webpage. Now, we are very conscious about the store pricing and all of that, but we sell direct as well. So
one of our listeners who lives in the middle of North Dakota and is 9 hours from a tack shop can get them online.
Yes, that's right. You can purchase it online, no problem. There's obviously 1 pound, 5 pound, you know, a case, whatever makes it work for your consumer. We're happy to do so. Free shipping always.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So it's PonyUpTreats.com, and they're 100% dehydrated cane juice horse treats, and I can highly recommend them because I just ate one, and it tastes really good. And by the way, Glenn, do not listen to this interview because I'm not supposed to be having any sugar. So there we go, and thanks a lot. Juan.
Thank you, Jennifer. Pleasure.
So, I am at what's the name of your company?
Equula.
Equula, E-Q-U-L-A, and I'm here with Dominic Lombardo. And tell me about Equula. What does Equula do?
Equula is creating all sorts of horse technologies, various kinds. We could be thought of as a technology company. We prefer to think of ourselves as a measurement company. There are many, many aspects of the horse life and horse world that cannot be measured today, that we just use guesswork and use our eyes to try to figure things
subjective.
Out.
Very tilt
subjective.
Tilt your head to the left, look at the horse. Is he lame or not? Well, I'm not sure. You're here to solve that.
We're here to solve that. We are trying to give objective measurements for a lot of different aspects of the horse world.
Now, what's the one you've got here at Ada? I see really adorable little... It looks kind of like a cross between an android, as in Star Wars, and a watch. So what is this thing?
It is our first product. It's called Vert, V-E-R-T. which both is short for vertical angle and is also French for green, which is usually what the light is supposed to be.
So what does it do?
Vert sits, it's a small, very small sensor, very lightweight, and very, very small, and it fits between your horse's ears. It goes, attaches with Velcro to the bridle at the pole, and faces you, the rider. It's a bright light that faces the rider.
It's very bright. It's glaring me in the eye right now. So let me turn it so it's green again. Okay, now all better.
There's a bunch of different features of it and a bunch of different functions. It's a sort of a display that can be used for a lot of different things depending on what kind of riding you're doing. First thing it's meant for is dressage. Let you know when your horse's head is kind of vertical, so you don't have to use mirrors. Some people don't have mirrors.
I don't have mirrors.
You don't have mirrors. And some people ride outside, which is very difficult to use mirrors. And instead of putting $50,000 worth of mirrors up, you can use one of these devices.
For $89. Way
cheaper. Just
$89.
Much cheaper than $50,000.
So how does it work?
The first thing you have to do is figure out what vertical is for your horse. So you have to calibrate it for your horse. So it takes a friend and some sugar cubes. You get your horse's head at vertical.
Okay.
And you just tap a button on an app a couple of times, and that sets what zero is for your horse. And after we know what zero is, and we know what vertical is, we set whatever angle you want the light to come on at. Whether you want it to be 10 degrees behind and 20 degrees in front. If you've got a green horse, you can keep a zone very big.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's all completely adjustable with the app, or you can make it a very small zone. If you're, you know, Grand Prix bound, you can keep it just with 10 degrees. So you decide when the lights come on. And as the head moves, a sensitive digital sensor inside detects the angle of the head as compared to that preset zero point and adjusts the lights accordingly.
So it's got a green light for when he's just perfect.
Green light when you're on the vertical, blue if you're in front of the vertical, which may be totally fine, maybe doing a free walk when you're supposed to be a little more relaxed, or it might be not so good in case, you know, depends on your horse.
Well,
depends
if, you've
on
got,
the attitude.
If you've got one of those stiff, cranky horses who's stiff in his jaw and he's poking his nose out in front of you all the time, sure.
Then that's not so good, but it just lets you know what's going on. So blue if you're in front of the vertical, green when you're on the vertical or within that zone that you've set, so it could be vertical or not, and then red when you go behind the vertical, which is what most people tend to be interested in.
I just had a light bulb moment, a blue light moment.
Yes.
In the Western equitation and Western pleasure world, they're trying to get the horses back in front of the vertical again.
Yes.
So you could set this so that you've got your horse who has been trained to stay behind the vertical, and you can ride that horse and help school him back out in front again by using this device.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How cool!
And we've worked with a lot of folks in the Western dressage world as well, which is not exactly what you were going at, but Western dressage is
totally
actually where we started this.
Totally applies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How cool! And it's very small.
Very small.
Unobtrusive.
Unobtrusive. As we discussed, it's very bright, but you can adjust the brightness. So if you're outdoors in bright sun, you can crank it up the brightness. You can also turn it down. One of the things people use to turn the brightness down is to help wean themselves away from it so they're not fully dependent on it.
So you can make it relatively dim.
So if you can teach yourself, you can learn some feel and then turn down the brightness, so it's less visible each time you ride.
Now, so if I have five different horses, I want to have different devices for each horse because it's calibrated individually.
It's calibrated individually. You store those calibrations on your phone so you can use just one device. And each time,
you can store more than one horse on the app. You
dozens,
guys thought of everything.
Dozens of stuff on the app. Dozens
That's
of
why you're
the
chief science officer.
Oh, she's the chief science officer. I'm the chief everything else.
This is so cool.
And I should say, there's also a different mode. So we talked about the red, green, and blue, but there's another mode, which a lot of folks prefer, in which the device is off entirely. The light is off entirely, and it only goes on when you go behind the vertical. So it only
flashes.
So it's like an alert. It's like an alert or an alarm, and it just stays off, and it's out of your way, unobtrusive. But the second you go behind the vertical, a red light comes on and gives you that immediate feedback.
Wow, how cool is that? And so the device itself retails for $89.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the app for your phone?
The app is totally free as long as you have an iPhone. We only have an iPhone version available right now. We're working on Android, but it might be a little while. We do have the iPhone version is totally free. You can go download it right now if you want to. Just Apple Avert on the Apple Store.
EQULA.com.
Yep.
There we go. Now, is this
it's .com. I have to.
Look at you. You're .la.
Our web address is a little bit different. We're EQU.LA. And we're also, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram if those are your choices as well. And
there
you can get
to
our website from there.
There we go.
should talk about something else that it does, which is recording the track. So for dressage especially, you can see how round your circles are. We actually work with your phone's GPS to see if you're going in proper circles.
So it draws a little map of where you were.
It draws a map, a track of where you were, and will overlay the information of where the head angle was as well, so you can replay your test and see what was going on with the head at various points. You can get that information while you're riding, or you can look at it later on, or do both. Very shortly, we're also going to add another mode, which keeps the light off entirely while you're riding and only records, which gives you a little bit more of a like competition-style experience.
Right.
So you can truly test yourself. And we actually are recommending that people are going to start with that the first time they use it, so they get a full idea of what the device is recording and see where they're at personally. And then they can train and see what your progress is over time.
Yeah, get a baseline.
We can give you an average head angle of a certain test that you may be trying at, you know, February, then again in April, then again in July, and see how you've progressed throughout that year on that. Specific test.
So you can get one device, download the app once,
yes.
Save several horses. Now, how is this about weather?
It is rain resistant, although not rain proof. We've actually done quite a lot of work to make sure that rain will not affect it terribly bad, but if there's a thunderstorm, it probably would be good
inside.
You probably want to go inside. It's not any fun to ride in the rain anyway. But if a little rain gets on it, it's not going to hurt anything.
But I wouldn't recommend washing your horse's head with it on.
Do not put, no, the hose is not going to be a good time.
Okay, cool.
But
well,
if you do break
much.
It, you can send it back. We're pretty good on that stuff.
You're pretty good on that. Well, thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, here we are at Ada at the Magic Equip booth. And I had to ask about six times how to say that because it's spelled M-A-J-Y-K, but you spell it magic just like it looks. Yep. And I'm here with Michael. And I noticed that you have your eventing boots display here in the cross-country boots, and they come in all kinds of amazing, cool, just a little bit transformer-looking colors. But I've got a sinking suspicion there's a lot more to your cross-country boots than just the cool colors. Can you tell me why it says conforms, repels, and breathable liner? There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there. Well, I always tell people, look past the pretty colors. They are pretty, but
they
look
are pretty.
Past them. We have embedded a great deal of technology and very, very specific materials that we believe creates a good eventing boot. First and foremost, the boot has to shape around the horse's leg comfortably.
Yeah, you don't want rubs.
You don't want rubs. We're one of the only companies that make boots in three sizes, small, medium, and large.
Alrighty.
That's really important because not many companies make eventing boots in all sizes.
Because mm-hmm. if they're not the right size, they're not
going to do the job.
Right.
Number two, our boots come in front and hind of the same size. So if your horse happens to be a medium front, it would also take a medium on the hind.
Well, that makes it easy, doesn't it?
It does. So you don't have to guess about the size of the boot. They have been designed in the correct ratio. So
right, and you got a little help from a certain couple of eventers that we might recognize their names.
We did. We were very fortunate. We had great support and help from some of the world's top eventers while we were developing the product, specifically Boyd Martin, who we actually have a line of boots with his name on the product, which he helped us put together. And they were extremely helpful in terms of feedback on fit and performance, because when we were making samples, we would send them out to Boyd and his team.
Mm-hmm.
They would get tried on various horses, and we would get direct feedback from not only the riders, but the grooms.
Yeah, they're putting them on and off,
absolutely.
Sure.
What's working for them mm-hmm. and what is not working for them. And through their help, we managed to develop a product that I think is really, really, really I would like to say it's one of the best protective products in the eventing world for the horses.
Well, there you go. You're allowed to say that.
Yeah,
now, this is not a leather boot. This is made of man-made materials. What's it made of?
It's made out of thermoplastic urethane, TPU.
Right.
It's a really fancy way of saying really, really good plastic.
Okay, so it's going to be really washable.
It's clean. It cleans easily. It's washable. It's lightweight. It's very resilient. So abrasion, it can take all the pounding, and it will hold up.
And it's not going to stretch out.
It's not going to, absolutely not going to stretch out.
So it's made of really high-tech, super-duper plastic-like stuff.
Yep.
Now, it's got little designs all over it, almost like it almost looks like holes. So am I guessing that this is designed to be super breathable?
Those holes create airflow.
I like
correct?
That.
And at the same time, we're taking some weight out of the boot.
Oh, lightweight is good for a cross-country boot.
The lighter, the better.
Yes.
As long as you don't sacrifice protection.
Right.
Lightweightness. So
what's on the inside surface?
On the inside surface, this is a deconstruct. Well, we can't see
it. He has one here right now that's all torn apart.
That's right. It's deconstructed, so I can show you the interior. Our boots are made out of four layers. You've got the outer layer. That is the fancy plastic.
That looks like a transformer.
Looks like a transformer. You've got the inner layer of mesh. Which
that reminds me of the mesh that they make Tipperary Phoenix safety vests out of. It looks similar to the uneducated eye.
It is similar.
Yeah.
In its properties, in as much as it's breathable, mm-hmm. is very, very resilient and abrasion mm-hmm. resistant, mm-hmm. and it's extremely lightweight, and it's got just the right number of openings, holes, per square millimeter to allow airflow, but no dirt can come through.
Ah, I like that. Okay. So, it's a one-way trip.
One-way trip. So, and it's also moisture resistant.
Good.
So you're not going to get wet and heavy.
Oh, it doesn't get heavy like a boot can.
That's
okay.
right. It doesn't get wet and heavy. Then you've got the inner strike piece.
The strike plate is key. Yes.
Key. This is a hind boot. So the strike plate on the hind boot is on the front of the hind boot.
Right. This He's not going to be hitting himself in the tendons in the back.
That's right. This is a flexible plate. It will never, ever snap. You can bend it in every direction.
Yep, he's bending it and squishing it all over the place now.
It will not crack. However, once it's in place and it's wrapped around the horse's leg and is shaped, becomes a solid barrier.
Why? That's kind of high tech.
It's actually 2,000-year-old technology.
Ooh.
The samurai made their armor in this shape so that it's flexible. It can wrap around the limb.
Oh, it's flexible one direction, but completely
but
solid,
completely
the,
solid
other direction.
The other direction.
Interesting.
So we are, this is brand new old technology.
Cool.
But we've made it with extremely resilient thermoplastic urethane plate, injection molded into our shape and design exactly as we need it.
And then it's stitched into the boot.
And then it's stitched into a keeper. We call this a keeper, mm-hmm. which, yes.
Then it's then stitched into
stitched
the boot.
Into the boot. Now, in the middle, between the keeper and the plate, you see this black foam?
I see a little tiny layer of black foam. Black foam. Looks this, innocuous enough, but I'm suspecting it's important.
This black foam is the material called artilage. It's
on
our...
I see the artilage written on the labels, yeah.
This foam is what's called a dilatant foam. That
All
means
right.
when it gets hit, hard impact, in a millisecond it hardens.
Oh, I've seen this on Nova.
There you go, and softens again.
Oh, I see. It's one of those really high-tech molecular products
Correct.
That reacts to its...
To any sort of an impact. Yep. So
it's completely flexible when the horse needs to be flexible until he whacks his shin on a cross-country jump, and then it protects him.
Protects him completely. If the listeners have the time to go on YouTube, many of our riders across the world have done their own tests. One of them is a Denmark... It's an eventer out of Denmark that has put a empty beer bottle inside his cross-country boot, and he drops a breeze block on it.
What's a breeze block?
One of those big construction concrete blocks.
Oh, okay. A cinder block.
Yeah, cinder block.
Okay, cinder block.
He's dropped one of those on the boot. It's on YouTube. The bottle doesn't break.
Wow!
And it just bounces off. The block just bounces off.
Wow!
And we're not suggesting you
don't want to do that.
Yeah, but
do not try this at home.
No, yeah, but people do funny stuff, and that's one of the
wow,
things
isn't
that we've
that
seen.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now, it looks like the closures are Velcro, which you would typically see on a boot. Is
Absolutely.
It the single kind or the double kind? Or
It's a single closure. Hind boot has three straps. Front mm-hmm. boot has two. They're 2 inches wide. Each strap is 2 inches wide, so it creates a really, really, really good closure. We actually don't use anything other than U.S.-made Velcro.
Real Velcro versus hook-and-loop closure.
Exactly.
And that makes a difference.
It quality. Mm-hmm. We can control our quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we stand behind a product. Our customers know that when they buy one of our boots, and as long as they register it for...
You can get the warranty registered
on our website, that we stand behind the boots no matter what.
So it looks like they come in a wide variety of really cool Transformer colors,
yep.
front and hind, so you can get them to match.
Yep.
And you even have bell boots
matching
that
bell
match.
Boots.
Or you can get, if you're into that sort of thing, you can also get them in plain old white.
Or plain old black.
Or plain old black, if you want to go conservative.
Yeah.
So you can go to magicequip.com, M-A-J-Y-K, equip.com online, and you can find these at your local retailers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am here at Ada with Murray.
Mary.
It sounds so much better when you say it. Mary, and she is with
Equiscuto.
And Equiscuto is, it's your first time here at Ada.
It is. Yes.
And obviously you're not an American company. Where are you all from?
We're from Yorkshire, which is a couple hundred miles north of London.
A couple hundred miles north. Yorkshire is where all things great and small happen. That's the only
it
thing
is.
I know about Yorkshire.
It is, yes.
Well, I'm glad you came to Ada, and I was lured over here to your booth because you have some of the most lovely, gorgeous leather handbags here and messenger bags, and they're made from beautiful Petard's leather. And lovely suede linings in them, and that kind of got my attention. And then when I got a little bit closer to the booth, I noticed that you have leather galloping and open front boots that are just as beautiful and also made from Petard's leather.
They are fully water resistant Petard's leather.
Now, what made you want to make galloping boots and open front boots for horses from Petard's leather?
Primarily, we wanted something light and that was easy to keep. Because leather, immediately, you know, people go, oh, no, I don't want to look after leather.
Right.
These you can put in the washing machine.
Ah, really?
We can. They're fully water resistant. I have washed and washed mine, and they come back, and they're just fine.
You can wash them in the washing machine.
Yeah,
or
you can put them in a bucket of water.
And slosh them around.
Slosh them around, clean them up, and they come back good as new.
And they're made of leather. There's no neoprene on those.
There's no neoprene on these at all.
No plastic.
We didn't want leather against any neoprene against the skin because I have a horse that is allergic to neoprene.
There we go. And there are a lot of horses out there who have issues with it.
And there are.
And for event horses and show jumpers who wear boots a lot,
yeah.
rub marks are an issue.
There are. Also in neoprene we found that if they do brush, they cut very easily.
Oh, really?
Leather provides a greater depth of protection from cuts.
Well, that makes
Once
perfect
it's
sense.
Cut,
it's
the
skin.
Dead.
Yeah. Now I noticed that you have three different styles of boot here. You have the standard brushing or galloping boot.
We do.
You have an open front boot.
Yes, we do.
And you have a fetlock boot.
Yes.
But you have two different kinds of strike pad material. And your strike pad material is completely enclosed in the Petard's leather.
It is.
But
yes.
What are the two different types of material you use on the inside?
One is called T-Pro-Hex, which is a shock-absorbing material sourced in the UK, again, which absorbs any shock. But we chose the other foam-based one for lightness.
So it weighs nothing.
Customers,
this thing weighs nothing.
It weighs nothing.
It literally weighs less than my wristwatch.
It does, yeah. So, and some customers prefer that, you know, because mm-hmm. they just want a bit of light protection. They
well,
don't
if,
need...
Right, and if you're going cross country and you want light boots on your galloper...
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we offer that choice in all of our boots of different levels
of
protection.
So the different, three different styles come with either the...
Either the T-Pro Hex...
Or the lightweight foam. Interesting. So if you want the galloping boot, you can still get the super lightweight foam.
Get the super lightweight foam, yes.
Awesome. And then the closures on the open front boot are the three-tab Velcro.
They are.
With elastic.
Yes.
And then on the brushing boot.
Yes, we've got a double fit Velcro.
So it covers up the tabs.
So it covers up the
No duct tape required.
And it doesn't come off.
It doesn't come off.
No.
And then on the fetlock boot, the hind boot, you also have the double.
We do, yes.
These are lovely and beautifully made.
We try and keep it all simple so that it looks
yeah.
beautiful and classic.
I liken these to, for anybody who enjoys interior design, this is shaker furniture for your horse's legs. So Pennsylvanians in particular will get that one. Well, thank you very much, Mary, for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you very much.
Where can folks find out more about these lovely boots and lovely handbags online?
They can find out on www.equi-scuto.com.
So it's EQUI-SCUTO.com.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. right. I am here with Tom from, is it Innovative Technologies?
Innovative Technologies, that's correct.
Innovative Technologies, and he has me wired. So tell me what Innovative Technologies is before you hurt me.
Okay, well, we're not going to hurt you. We're going to make you feel better, first of all. Second of all, Innovative Technologies manufactures and sells nerve and muscle stim, neuromuscular stimulation devices. They're used for people. They've been used on horses and dogs for a variety of different things. And since it's not an internal pill or anything, you can use it over a variety of places in your body. And I'm going to get Glenn sorted out right
lower
here.
Lower back. I got sciatica, and it's been right. Bothering the heck out of me. So he has the, what? Explain what you did already.
What I did was I put the gel pads on your back, and they're attached to a neurostimulator. And what it's going to do is you're
going to... It looks like an iPod.
A tiny little iPod. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
There's 16 different therapies in here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it on, and what it's going to do is use an electrical current to charge the nerve endings, block the pain signal to the brain, as well as use muscle stim to increase blood flow to the area, break up lactic acid, work on knots, fluid swelling, the things that have a stiff and sore bound up. Glenn, are you ready?
I'm ready to be zapped. All right.
We don't use the Z word, man. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that up to 20% of strength. And you're going to feel it coming 20%? In a long wave.
Yep. And it comes on and off.
Yep, it'll come in a nice long wave. It'll grab you and then let you go.
Oh, it feels like somebody's... It just feels like somebody's holding something that vibrates on your back.
Yeah.
Basically.
And I can turn that up a little bit and intensify that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. He didn't scream, but he did. He did,
Boy, you feel it. Wow, you really feel it.
Yeah, that's right. And what that's happening...
Boy, I'm relaxing already, though. Yeah, really, seriously, my whole body's gone.
Every time it releases you, your muscles relax a little bit more. A little bit more.
That really
and a little
is
bit
true.
More.
It's what's happening.
Glenn's eyebrows are going up
and down and up and down.
They're great little things to have. Like Glenn said, we're in booth 1522 if you want to come over and give it a try.
I have the sore spot. You have it right on the sore spot. And when it goes, I can feel it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another one that I like on my lower back is therapy number 9. And this one comes a little faster, has a little more nerve stim in it.
Oh, it's more pulsing.
Yeah, it's a little faster. Yep. Yep.
Now, That's really cool.
This unit also has microcurrent in it.
Oh, I can use it on my brain?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Dang, he needs that.
It doesn't cure hangovers. It doesn't cure bad decision making, but it does work for sinus issues, headaches, migraines, TMJs. Not over your eyes, that's for
sure.
That'd
be bad.
We have ear clips for the insomnia and the headaches. It also comes with
small
pads.
What happens with insomnia?
Well,
we have a lot of riders with insomnia.
The current helps open up the receptors for serotonin in the brain. Our levels of serotonin don't change in our bodies, but our ability to absorb them does.
Or that Jamie can't sleep, my
there
co-host, so she needs this.
Yeah, so but we have all that.
Now, you have to keep them clipped to your ears all night?
No, it's just there's a timer on here. About 20 to 30 minutes is a normal treatment time.
So watching TV, you just clip them on there and then turn the TV off, unplug yourself.
That's correct.
And you're both good to go.
That's right.
How much should this cost? Now, the unit that we're looking at here has a couple of pads. How long do the pads last?
The pads good are typically for 4 to 6 months when you take care of them. Don't let them dry.
Yeah, and you can't get dirt and dust on them and stuff.
Well, you just clean them with a damp tissue. You can wipe them right off.
And the gel is not sticky at all. I mean, there's no residue.
No. It doesn't leave any residue at all.
It's still going.
The unit you have on here is our 1620 Ultra, and it retails for $479.99.
Where can the listeners at home find it?
You can find it at innovativetech.com. You can also find it at epulsemassage.com.
And tech stores around the country because he's at Ada.
That's right. Pretty soon. And we'll be posting all the links to all the shows or products we're talking about today. We'll be posting them on the website as well. So, and as well as pictures. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.